Ron Not Craig is the executive for operation services at Tracker. Joins me on the line now. Ron, lovely to chat to you again. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you for the opportunity. And your listeners.
What is this car theft scam that Tracker has come across?
It's a very clever scam that these scamsters have thought up. They induce customers to let them come and have a look at a device, a tracking device. Not necessarily trackers, any tracking company, because other tracking company customers have also been exposed to this scam. And they come to apparently repair or replace the device and then tell the customer that, sorry, we can't get this device to work. We're going to have to take the car for a test drive, or they say that they need to take it back to the fitment center. And they convince the customer to provide them obviously, they have the keys already because they have to work on the car, but they can go and drive the car, and then they don't come back. And when you try and phone them back later on the number that they use to contact you, that number is dead. It just doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't answer.
My word, that is actually quite scary. So perhaps before we ask what advice you have for people who might fall victim to this scam, let's find out what the natural sort of process would be. If I have a tracking system in my car and it is faulty, how will I know? How do you, for example, as Tracker, communicate to me to say there is something faulty with your tracking system?
Indeed, we do, Africa. We have a system called Health Checks where, based on certain parameters, we pick up that devices are not responding properly or they are not responding at all. We will then communicate with customers via email, SMS, and if we don't get a response, we will then call them, and we will set up a time for a technician or a quality assurer to come and check out the device and effect whatever repairs are necessary. I think the important thing is that if you get phoned from Tracker, you will be asked all the necessary security questions. The technician that arrives should be identifiable as a Tracker technician. And you must check those things. And if the customers or the public out there are in any way a little concerned about the validity of this particular contact or the person who comes to their home, they must not hesitate to phone their tracking company and to make sure that this is really a valid appointment.
In fact, that's key, is it not? So if I do receive a call, it is well within my rights to put the phone down, obviously politely, and call a number which all of the tracking companies will have. In your case, it's 0860 60 50 40, and confirm that, one, there is a problem with my tracking device, and two, that they are about to dispatch somebody to come and have a look at my tracking device.
Absolutely. That is great. Great advice, Africa. That's exactly what a customer must do.
I suppose my worry is how, unfortunately, we live in a country that is riddled with crime, right? Every day we're reporting a criminal incident. I wonder how South Africans could fall for this, why they do not double check and triple check, even if everything just seems kosher and everything seems above board.
I think South Africans are just great people, Africa. And the other side of the coin is that these scamsters are very, very convincing. They are so smooth. They know exactly what to say. We've spoken to some of the customers, and obviously our ops investigation team is doing the investigation necessary and working with whomever it is that we have to work with to bring them to book, such as the SAPS, but they are just so very, very convincing. And South Africans are good people, and unfortunately they do get caught out. There are lots of scams. We hear about them every single day on some of the online trading platforms and the like. People do get caught, unfortunately.
Are you then able to recover that vehicle? There is a tracker or tracking device on that vehicle anyway. Surely you should be able to locate it and get it back to its rightful owner?
Well, they have been disabling those devices, so they've got plenty of time to look for the device. They've got a lot of time to disable it. We're not quite sure whether they use jammers at the moment or not, but they have time and they're disabling the device. So that makes it a lot more difficult to recover the vehicle. However, the chances of recovering the vehicle are still pretty good. And we work on various ways, or work in various ways to recover that vehicle. But I must say, in this instance, they've been pretty clever. By disabling that device, it does make it more difficult for us and for our competitors, other tracking companies.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for alerting us to this, Ron. I think it's an important conversation. And let's hope that this conversation will, stop the next victim from falling prey to these scamsters. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Africa. Have a good day.
Ron Knott Craig is the executive for operation services at Tracker, reflecting with us the latest car theft scam that is being used by a syndicate in South Africa. It's not only Tracker or cars fitted with Tracker devices that are obviously being targeted. Anyone with a tracking device from any company is being targeted. So please, please, please be vigilant.